Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Changers on 101.5 UMFM.
That's on the radio.
We're on the radio and we're online.
Wow.
So we talk about video games on our show here. We collect video games, we play video games, we talk about video games, the things we like about video games, the things we don't like about video games.
Yep.
And I'm Megan.
And I'm Alice.
And we've been busy for the last week or so with video games.
Yes.
So, last week, we mentioned very briefly that there is new Pokemon coming out, expected for the Christmas season, if not early 2021.
Oh, right. So, something along the lines of, it's a gold, silver remake in the lines of Eevee and Pikachu?
Yeah, so yeah. It's tentatively being called Pokemon Let's Go Gold and Silver. Very creative, but yeah, we don't know what your companion Pokemon is going to be at the moment, other than Pichu is a very big
contender,
yes.
Yeah.
And I'm very, very excited because I think Gold and Silver are still hands down my favorite games.
Yeah, I would say, like, I got to play Soul Silver, and I really liked, that was probably my favorite Pokemon game of all the Pokemon games that I've played, and I'm sort of like, I appreciate Pokemon at this point in time, but I don't want to put myself through playing a Pokemon game, sort of thing, and I do really like Pokemon. Like, I as a child, that is the thing I wanted to play most in life, and then I got it, and now I'm sort of like, oh, okay, I get it. But I am excited for the fact that they are redoing Silver and Gold, or Gold and Silver again.
Yes.
Silver's more what? Yeah.
We've already promised our good friend that we will get both games, and we will trade and complete those Pokedexes.
Yeah, have you even finished Let's Go, whichever one you have?
I will. Okay. I haven't yet.
Yeah, okay.
I may have to... Oh, man, I hate saying this, but I may have to restart just so I can figure...
Why?
Because I can.
Okay.
And because I want to check out how Pokemon Home works with it.
Okay.
I haven't had a chance to do that or to transfer Pokemon over from Pokemon Go
to... I would assume you can still use Pokemon Home while the game has already started.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that they would not do that.
I'm also very bad because I do like to restart my games. And I will not tell you how many times I restarted Red and Blue when I had it initially.
Okay.
Many times.
I don't see the value in that. Unless it's something like Dark Souls or Sekiro where you literally, if you haven't played that game in months, you have to relearn how to play it. Because there is a double learning curve. Now, I don't remember have those muscle memories anymore. But yeah. Like, that's a game that I... Like, Dark Souls is something I'd restart only for the fact that I also can't get an item that I need to progress. And I don't know how to get it from the crow anymore. So that would
legit.
Also be. Yeah.
So
that would... The only reason why, because I put so many hours into it, and I'm like, why would I put myself through that pain again?
So I am very, very, very excited that they're making these games, which no doubt opens doors for other future games, but these are the ones nearest and dearest, I think, to my heart.
Yeah.
So we will come back to you with more information as that unfolds. So Pokemon, yeah, soon we'll be playing more of that.
Yeah, they're going to introduce, what, the Galarian birds?
Oh boy, yeah, they are!
Yeah,
that's actually going to be really cool. Another game that has an update now, which I need to go and reload it onto the PlayStation, is Ghost of Tsushima has a multiplayer mode, or actually a couple of them.
Oh.
That was the update, and it's getting some pretty good reviews. Apparently it's a lot of fun. There is stories, which you go out with another person to do story-based modes with a unique character that you can make. And there is a Legends mode where you go and defend different points on the map with up to four other players against undead Mongols.
Okay.
Now we're dipping our toe into fantasy.
That's interesting. Well, it's a free update, right? Like
it is, which makes this very exciting because Ghost of Tsushima is such a good game on its own. To have this kind of update where you can play with more people on your PlayStation network for now, it's... really good. Like, it's, I'm surprised. And it is getting lots of good reviews. And apparently it is a fun game that, as soon as you start reaching different level points, it starts feeling very different from the root game. So I'm going to check that out as well. And I, in the meantime, if I get bored of such great games like Pokemon and Ghost of Tsushima, I picked up Carrion, which is brought to you by Devolver Games, who gave us Fall Guys and Downwell.
Well, and okay, they published stuff.
They published stuff.
You say, yeah.
Yeah. They
are a publisher. They didn't specifically make those games. Well,
so I'm going to check that out. I'm very excited because we've talked about it on this show before.
Mm-hmm.
What have you been up to?
I've been playing a lot of Phasmophobia. I actually did my toes into Overwatch. And I, like, here's the thing. I played Overwatch like 5 years ago when I had a PC that worked. But now I'm back playing Overwatch and they have like a million characters. Like, I played when they didn't have any. It was whatever original. I don't know how many. 12? I don't know.
It was a much smaller
I don't remember.
Player base.
And here's the thing. Character it's not base. That I don't. I can appreciate things about it. I think on the whole, it's maybe I don't trust a company that's run, or like a game that's run by Blizzard. I think that's maybe where like my trepidation with Overwatch in general lies. Like, I think it's fun, but it also, like, Overwatch really popularized loot boxes. And I can see how it's very, like, it is very tempting, but at the same time, it's something where, like, I can't actually buy things. Like, I can't just be like, oh, that's a cool skin, I'm gonna buy it.
You have to go through the lottery of it.
Yeah, and so that, obviously, I don't like that. I find it's predatory. Regardless, I got a really cool Reaper skin for Halloween. He's a plague doctor.
That is cool.
It is cool. But, yeah. It's fun. I've been playing the Halloween, the Halloween modes, which is sort of, like, nice because you don't actually have to play against other people. It's against, like, AI bots. So, yeah. I do. My other thing is that I don't really know how to play the game. Obviously, like, this is the first time I've played in years. But, you know, I'm not having fun. I found that I like to play, like, a supportive character, which I like to play as Anna, she's, like, the older lady who's a sniper. Yeah, I also like to play as her because, I'm kind of bad at, like, first-person shooter games when you have to be fast. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Yeah. Not to say that I'm, like, really bad at it. Some I'm not terrible at. But games that sort of take skill and precision quickly, I'm not great at. Like, Far Cry, I'm pretty good at because I can have time to set up my little sniper pad, right? I can have time to do that. Same thing with Metal Gear. I have time to set up.
You get to plan your attacks
exactly.
A bit more.
And those games are, they allow you to do so. This game obviously isn't like that. It's, you know, a shooty game where you have to be fast and shooty and, you know, aim well. But, which is good because in my case, I, you know, friendly fire people, which with Anna, when she friendly fires people, she heals people.
That's not bad,
so
then.
She heals friendlies and obviously shoots bats, right? Like, so it works out for me well, and also because I like to help. You know, I know that I can't really, or I know that I'm not the best at getting enemies, so I can help other people. You know, I can support that way. That's about it. I probably continue to play Overwatch, try to get better, you know.
Get good.
I'm not interested in, like, you know, that's the game I'm going to play forever. To be honest, I can see how it would get boring. I can see how it's very samey. But, you know.
For now, it's filling the...
It's fun. Like, it's fun with people. Like, it's one of those games that I probably wouldn't like it alone.
We've been playing a lot of games with people lately.
Yeah, I like co-op games. They're fun. I like to share love of video games with people, right? Like, that's kind of what it is. But, yeah. So, yeah. Other than, I have been, obviously, playing other games and then buying a bunch of games. Like, I will say, like, I haven't started this yet, but I did pick up the Black Sad game. There's a Black Sad game.
What in the world is that?
You don't know what Black Sad is?
No.
Okay, Black Sad is a cartoon, like, it's a graphic novel series about a anthropomorphic cat who's a detective. His name is Black Sad. Like, my one gripe with this series is that it is very clear, like, certain... Most of the characters are drawn as, they're animalistic, right?
Right.
But our lady characters are very clearly, like, we have to make this character a lady. She has to have the hair and stuff. Whereas a lot of, like, the other characters, you know, this character looks like a crocodile, and this character looks like a German Shepherd, right? Like, these are the characters.
Like a Dog City sort of situation?
Yeah, I thought Dog City did it a little better, in certain cases. But, so Black Sad is that. It's fantastic, it's beautifully illustrated, it's a comic series I really like, and there's a game of it. And has pretty good reviews. So, yeah, I haven't played it yet. This is a little segue into the game that I actually played, which is still Furries. One that I have been watching. I didn't get a chance to Kickstarter this, but it's called Backbone. And it's neat. It is a point-and-click detective. I think it's a little dystopian. Is it it's neopunk, noir punk, like it's in the future. It's futuristic, but it's also noir.
Noir cyberpunk?
I guess so, but it's also furry. So you play as a raccoon private eye named Howard Lotor. And it's in dystopian Vancouver, BC, so Canada, which is neat. I will say, like, I don't know if I can recognize landmarks. I will say there's only a demo out right now. It's a free demo on Steam. It's really fun. Like, it's interesting, free. Get a little taste of what the game will be like. It's a point and click. Basically, the first story is, like, you are asked by somebody to go find their husband who possibly may be cheating on them at this bar. Right.
Okay, so it's a bit more mature themes is what we're kind of...
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And, you know, there's just interesting stuff that happens throughout. There's a lot more mechanics in this than I thought there were. Like, there is sort of, like, sneaky mechanics, some stealth to an extent. I really enjoyed, like, the little bit I got. There's even the amount that I would probably play the demo again because there are things that I could do differently and things you could say differently.
Huh.
Yeah. There's a variety of characters. Like, the illustration is really, they're really gorgeous. The pixel work, it's really, really good looking. And it's, like, fun. I really enjoyed, you know, playing the demo that I got to play. It's a pretty beefy demo. Like, it's about an hour.
Would it be kind of like a LucasArts pixel point and click sort of situation that we got going on here?
Yeah, the only thing is that, like, whenever I think of, like, a LucasArts brand, I always think of something that has the, like, text boxes and your inventory on screen.
Right.
And no. This does not have that. You do have an inventory. It's not on screen. You know, there isn't, like, you could touch or press, use, push, pull. And I understand why they don't have that anymore, because if you think about it, in this day and age, we do not need, you know, to have, like, 10 extra buttons for when you could just press one button to interact with something and it would do what one of those buttons would do, right?
Right.
So I get that. There is, though, interactivity. Like, there is, like, things you have to do, things you have to find, or objects, or things you can give to other people to get things to do. Like, I had to scare off a newspaper boy from a corner for another guy so he would let me on top of his newspaper stand. So it's sort of, like, stuff like that. I'm sure there's other ways I could have done it, maybe, but... At the same time, I think that was the right way to do things, which is terrible, but, you know, this is the world that this person is thrust into.
You can't be nice in every game interaction, unfortunately.
No, and it does seem like your character has a bit of a reputation, which, you know, like, you're a private eye in dystopian Vancouver, and I think you're sort of, like, a second-class citizens kind of thing. Like, you're, you know, you live on the cusp of society in a way, I guess.
This kind of reminds me of Zootopia as well.
There is also, there's things definitely about it that reminded me of Zootopia. I wonder if it's just sort of at a time where, like, Zootopia came out and then everybody who had ideas like this were allowed to do it, or it's more like people had these ideas before Zootopia came out, and then Zootopia came out and everybody is like, Zootopia! You know, which is fine. I think Zootopia led the way for, you know, some kind of more anthropomorphic acceptance, right? And people are now maybe more used to that kind of media, when it's like, it has been around for a very long time, just like handfuls, right? Now it's, yeah. I would say it's definitely more visible. But I digress. Yeah, so that's Backbone. I highly recommend it. You can wish list the full game. I think it's coming out 2021. Also, the people who are making it, their name is Eggnut, which is a great name. Yeah.
And that wasn't the only game that you've been playing, either.
Yeah, so the other game I did actually start and play and have been playing a bunch of is Hypno Space Outlaw. Which is, I love it. It's so neat. It's bizarre. And it's a game that I knew when I saw it. I was like, I definitely have to play this game because it looks like a game that would be up my alley. So you take on the role of a Hypnos OS enforcer in this sort of, like, I would say it's a world that's sort of similar to ours, but it's not, you know, this, it's not the real world, quote unquote. Because it's sort of like a different kind of internet, and every, basically your role is that you are sort of an, enforcer, and you go enforce rules such as copyright. And I think I was telling you that it made me feel bad because I had to copyright like some child's drawing or some, right. It was a cartoon drawing. I am at the point where something very bad has happened and I have flash forwarded 20 years into the future, so it's sort of like now times, basically, is what it is implying. And I have the opportunity to basically scour through the couple months that I was an enforcer and sort of figure out what went wrong. It sort of, it does have to do with the Y2K, and sort of some sort of like, not apocalypse happens, but something bad happens in relation to sort of your job. And you do have to sort of figure out this mystery, right?
For our younger listeners, the Y2K bug was an actual fear in 1999.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing. Hypnospace, it will only hit, like, it will hit nostalgia for certain people because, like, if you were on the internet at a certain time, you will have seen websites that are very similar to the ones designed in Hypnospace Outlaw, and it's kind of perfect. There's, like, the obnoxious music, the little, like, dancing GIFs, like, people who don't know how to make websites or don't know how to code, and it's just, like, text box here.
It was back in the day where you could get free websites from GeoCities or Angel Fire, which are both defunct now, but...
Yeah, oh. I think I was sort of talking about this last time, but yeah. I'm sort of at a point where I could... I think I'm very close to finishing the game, but I'm also a little bit of a completionist because I know there's an amount of I can find every web page and like I can archive every web page. I have about 50% for each month, which I think there's 3 months, and one which is like the current year, which is like it, but it, that's like 8 pages, and I have most of those.
And it was amazing because what you showed me, yeah. Sorry, it was the pages looked almost like a defrag screen.
Yeah. Yeah. Just or how everything sort of loads. Oh, and also you saw that I have a virus on my computer as well.
Yeah, you keep getting pop-ups.
I keep on getting pop-ups. And it's just like, and obviously I think pop-ups are a thing in today's web modern, but it was sort of a thing where it was almost you couldn't get rid of it. And they replicate that beautifully, and I hate it. It's really, I don't know how to get rid of it on... It's I don't know how to get rid of my computer virus in my video game. It's funny, though, because they do give you an option to buy a virus software, which apparently doesn't work because it hasn't been working. There's other things, like you can have little pets, you know, on your screen. I also showed you there's, like, a kind of Pokemon kind of knockoff. They're called Squishers.
They're really amazing.
Like, it's really funny. Like, and you know, there's a theme song. There's a fake page for, like, a game review of the Squishers game. It's very funny. Like, it's a really neat, like, and those are, like, flavor text, basically. Like, lots of that stuff does not have to do with the main game. You know what I mean? Like, the main story of the game. That's just there for you to look at and have fun. And, like, there's things like you can download different wallpapers, different themes, different screensavers, different little, like, and the amount of, like, extra content in this game is, like, it's so immense.
Because, it sounds staggering just from, like...
And once again, then that's all optional. Like, there are things that are just, like, I absolutely don't need to download, or I don't need to go on this website with, like, this... There's a journey, there's a couple ones where you can just, like, go through different little stories, right?
Right.
Like, and they're just, like... Or there was one where it was, like, a... Almost like a little interactive game website, right? Where you choose different things, and it's just... They're just there for fun, right? Which is neat. I really appreciate this game. I think it's one of the, like, probably one of the neatest games I've ever played as well. I absolutely appreciate the format. I don't think maybe it'll be for everybody, but I think it's really, really interesting, and I will finish it probably soon. It's just one of those that I know I'm close to beating it, so I'm like, I don't really want to finish it.
You finish that one, and I will finish Ape Escape.
Okay. Yeah, I feel you have the harder... I'm pretty sure I know how to beat this game. It's just a matter of that I'm, like, sidetracking myself because I'm like, I could archive every page. I guess I'm going to do that now. But once again, it's kind of one of those games where I also find it enjoyable to scroll through or go through all these web pages and see stuff. There's also just... It's hilarious. Some of the things there are just very funny, just very reminiscent of the early 90s web scene, which was weird.
What a time that was, because I...
Even the early 2000s was, like, and they do have, you get a little bit of the early 2000s as well. You get an early 2000s desktop, and it's very beautiful.
And remember, everything back then functioned, and then they got Web 2.0, and now everything's weird.
Yeah, and that's because it's kind of funny, and that's sort of like there's even a little bit of call. There's a lot of callbacks to sort of things that have happened, you know, with like the internet or the web, as it were. But yeah, those are the games that I've been playing. I've downloaded like 20 million other games, but yeah, those are the ones that I've been playing.
Hey, you've been keeping busy, and it sounds like you're finding lots of, like, treasures.
Well, there's lots of games that I'm like, I know that they are good, and I know I should play them. It's just a matter of either playing them and finishing them. That's it. It's just a matter of that. And then not getting sucked into playing, like, more Phasmophobia, which is, like, I also really enjoy playing that.
But, although... Yeah. I'm sure you've heard that there is going to be an update on Phasmophobia.
When?
In the near future, that's going to make the ghosts smarter.
Mm.
A little bit harder to bargain with.
Well, it's fine. Like, at this point, I'm excited for any and all updates, because I don't feel that I've got, like... It's not old hat at this point, but I do feel I've gotten very good at it, and I know what to do. Like, I can find a ghost really easy in this game. Like, I can at least find the ghost room really easy. And I died quite a few times the most recent time, but I was also, like, playing it a little haphazardly. because at this point, I sort of can, because I know what I'm doing. But yeah.
So that's happening, and
I'm excited.
Yeah, and we are approaching Halloween.
Yeah,
there's going to be a new Amnesia game.
I think it's out. Amnesia Rebirth. And it obviously, like, I would say, like, if you're not into, but it definitely has to do with babies. I'm almost 100% sure. It looks fine. It looks interesting because the first little bit you're in, like, daylight. You play as a woman. It's going to have your typical amnesia flashbacks, I feel, a little bit. you know, of like, this is the spooky thing, or this person is going to, you know, some bad place because of something that they did in their past. That's usually how an amnesia game goes. Usually. And then some dark something is, like, calling to them, or and they have to stop them, maybe. You know?
Yeah. Maybe before that happens, we'll turn every single light on in our apartment.
You want to play Amnesia? Rebirth?
No, I don't. Okay. But I will try.
Because I'm not going to play that game. I've played Amnesia The Dark Descent, and I almost beat that game, but at some point you have to say no. I don't want to be afraid of a video game anymore. I'm not going to let it have that power over me, so I stopped. But yeah. And I played a Machine for Pigs, actually, all the way.
Machine for Pigs doesn't seem nearly as terrifying as
the first two. It wasn't as scary. It definitely wasn't as scary, which I, you know, that's good for me, because I'm a big baby weenie. So, but you can play Rebirth. It looks very scary.
Yeah, I'm actually very interested because all the screen caps I see, that's in full daylight for now.
Okay, here's the thing. You may see that, but I think it's primarily in caves. That is what I'm seeing now, like, because I did see a huge chunk, like, the first maybe 20 minutes, maybe, is in daylight. And I would assume there is going to be bits and parts in daylight, but I don't, like, this is an Amnesia game, and they love to put you in the dark. And they're going to put you in the dark 110%. You do get, however, get a magical, compass? Like, it's a magic, some kind of compass.
Okay.
Like, and Amnesia games do have some sort of hint of, like, magic, right? They have some, I don't know.
You don't know whether it's magic or if you are getting so scared to the point where you're hallucinating.
That's true. There's the fear factor. In Amnesia games, you once again, you're usually powerless. Like, there's nothing you can really do except hide from whatever.
Which makes this a very interesting game to check out, because there is no combat. There are puzzles, but it's mostly hiding from whatever the entity is that's trying to get you.
Yeah, it's like, there is a lot of fetch quests, and, like, I don't think it's a cheap game. Like, I don't think it relies on cheap jump scares or anything. I think it uses them effectively. And it doesn't jump scare you a lot, but it's sort of like there is an random, like, the monsters are random and they do spawn at great points. Like, I think they've figured out a good, and also the sound design in that game is amazing. It's just a terrifying game. They knew how to do it and they did it really well, and it's still, like, Amnesia Dark Descent is a game that I don't want to play because I think it's still too scary.
We do have it, and perhaps I will try and get through at least 20 minutes of it before being a complete coward.
The first 20 minutes are fine. Like, there is a certain point where it just sort of, you're like, oh no, this is, I made a mistake. But yeah, the Amnesia series, if you're into spooky games, that is definitely, those are series I'd recommend. Also Soma, which is, if you don't like that kind of, if you want sort of a robot spooky time.
Soma wasn't too bad for me. I like Soma a lot.
Soma's great. It also has the thing where you can turn on the thing so nobody hurts you.
That is what we did.
Yeah, I was like, that's probably why you liked it. Yeah.
And if you can't handle any spooky games, Among Us has the Halloween update, so you can go and dress up your characters, your beans, your space beans. All right, everybody, that's everything we got for you for this week, and we're going to go and play some video games.
Yeah, have a good one.